You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 3, Episode 13, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Okay. Okay, Steph, you can say the real thing.
Okay,
I just
can I do
had
the real thing?
To say that. Because this is so Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
Okay.
And I can't wait to talk about it, so I'm going to shut up.
Okay. You're listening to Potential Cast Season 3, Episode 13, The Zeppo. While the gang battles creatures from the Hellmouth, Xander has his own adventure when he encounters a group of reanimated corpses out to blow up the high school.
Descriptions are spoilery, man.
My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
I'm Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Hey.
Welcome,
it's
Kim.
Kim.
It's our 50th yes. episode.
Yay!
50th episode.
That's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I just say that this is probably the most fun episode ever?
Yes, it
really,
is.
Really, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Too much Xander in it for me. Right off the bat,
really?
I'm going to admit right now, too much Xander in it for me.
Whoa,
I'm still not really happy with the whole Xander thing. I'm jaded still. I'm not content. I'm still on Cordy's side. And at the end, with the swagger, not impressed. However.
What?
I'm not impressed with the swagger at the end. However, the fact that, okay, who wrote this episode again? And it was John Pavlich's favorite writer was...
Weber.
Yeah, Mark Weber.
Dan Weber.
Dan Weber taking Buffy and making it into Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Dead is brilliant.
Yes,
and
it is.
Makes this one of my favorite episodes ever. But for entirely different reasons than you guys, I think. Or maybe the same reasons, but I still don't like Xander. Are you guys familiar with the play?
No.
I saw the movie with Tim Roth and...
So...
Who else is in it?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
In Shakespeare's Hamlet, there are two very, 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 very minor characters who are Hamlet's friends that were hired by, I believe, Hamlet's uncle to investigate and spy on Hamlet. And their names are Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. And they're very minor characters. And someone, I believe Tom Stoppard... is his name, decided to write a play in the 60s where it's actually the entire Hamlet is told from their perspective. So it's just a play about these two guys. And every once in a while, they interact with like the main actions in Hamlet. But from their perspective, it just looks like ridiculous comedy is happening. And that's basically what I felt when I saw this episode, how I kept waiting for whatever Xander was doing to kind of play into what was happening in the bigger picture. And then when I finally clicked that the bigger picture was the B-roll and not the A-roll, I'm like, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead! This is awesome! And it just, I totally, totally geeked out. Totally geeked out about this. It was awesome. Just awesome to see that. To have the big bad evil thing and the what they're doing, and we're not actually paying any attention to that. We just kind of see it here or there.
Mm-hmm.
Was awesome. It was very cool.
Agreed.
And the contrast between, you know, this is comedy and the so dramatic story, you know, with especially the scene, you know, with Buffy and Angel and their typical, you know, they kind of parried it.
Yeah, yes. I think they did parody it.
I'm glad they did.
Oh, right. Kind of make
I even
it
wrote
fun.
That as one of my points. Just as when I was like, "Oh, please," Xander comes in. I'm like, "Thank you."
Oh, I know what part you're talking about.
Oh God! Yeah. And the music just stops.
Yeah, but then when he leaves, David Boreanaz goes right to Puppy Dog Face Angel.
Yes.
Oh, Angelus, what is wrong with you?
But the music in this episode, like the score, was also something like I usually never pay attention to the score unless it's...
It was very kind of like chipper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought it was mischievous yeah. and like mm-hmm. comedic, and I was just like, that's different. Mm-hmm. I've never noticed it but, like that much before. I just loved it.
Awesome. I think we should get into a little feedback, yeah?
Let's.
Okay.
I'll start with the Facebook group at this point. Ali Jones mentions the Zeppo and says, one of my favorite episodes. I love it when shows are on long enough that they can make fun of their own cliches. I'm so excited for the quote section on this one. Jesse Wooten says, the Zeppo was great. I can't wait to hear the reactions to Xander. She has a little raspberry face. Katrina Chapman Khan loves the Zeppo because we completely see things from Xander's point of view and get to see how absorbed everyone is in their own lives. Great episode. Karen Atlanta Miller says, the Zeppo is one of my very favorite episodes. I love the contrast between the drama and the rest of the Scoobies mm-hmm. and the hilarity of Xander's situation. And I love the end where Xander never tells anyone how he saved the day in his own way. But my favorite part is when Xander interrupts Buffy and Angel's dramatic moment. I laugh hysterically every time. Kate Stryker says, love, love, love the Zeppo. Love all the dramatic scenes that you only see from Xander's point of view. Haha. The fact that Xander is so cool about everything is awesome. You gotta give him that, even if he's a douche a lot of the time. Ali Jones, oh man, the scene of Zeppo with Buffy and Angel, so good. Angel just stands there with that ridiculous puppy dog face. I'm a fan of David Boreanaz as his self-parodying. Carol Swift, the Zeppo, this is an episode I enjoyed more and more on repeat viewing. It does a wonderful job of self-parody while giving a different perspective on everything, specifically Xander's perspective. I've seen a lot of criticism. Oh, I thought I was going to time that really well. I've seen a lot of criticism from Xander fans that the way Xander is treated by the other characters in this episode is out of character and that they hate it. I always felt that this episode was Xander's view. This is how Xander perceives himself being treated as opposed to the view of such things as we normally see them. There are a lot of great scenes. I especially love the Buffy Angel scene and all of its melodrama and the later Faith scene sending Xander off into the night after using him rather shamelessly. At the same time, the overarching theme of Xander trying to figure out coolness was very nicely done throughout.
Yes.
That said, I really wish that at the end, Xander had made sure that Psycho Killer Guy couldn't just reset the bomb after Xander had walked away so pleased with himself. I know. Picky, picky, picky. Oddly enough, in this Quotalicious episode, the quote that I remember belongs to Oz at the end when he doesn't want blah, blah, blah. Bob DeGrand says, the Zeppo, a very good Xander-centric episode, and the Zeppo is the perfect description of the one Scooby without special abilities.
Yes.
I love the whole apocalypse, end of the world is strictly an afterthought, a way to keep the other characters occupied so that the episode could focus on Xander. I also agree with Carol about Oz being something something. Nelson De La Rosa, I actually never understood the Zeppo reference for a long time, and I'm a fairly big Marx Brothers fan. That makes it all the more an appropriate title when Cordy says, you're the Zeppo. I was like, oh, who the hell is Zeppo? Plus, having it come from Cordy, who I wouldn't think her character at this time would know who that was, but I'm sure Xander would, making it a much more potent insult. Overall, a very funny Xander episode. Great accompaniment to the pack.
Yes.
And then some people get into a debate. Was the Zeppo actually inspiration for a Doctor Who episode known as Blink, where, you know, the A-roll becomes the B-roll, the B-roll becomes the A-roll? I actually think, frankly, that it's all this kind of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead thing where you basically have a major, major thing that becomes, you know, plan B, and the plan A in the main story is something that we usually would have considered minor or completely useless.
I think I read on Wikipedia that Russell T. Davies said that it was this and a certain Star Trek episode that was the
inspiration for Blink.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah. Awesome. Gabby says, no, wait, you're on the podcast. And apparently Rachel Hughes named two cats Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. Awesome. I think that's good.
Can I get a random side note?
Yeah, and then we'll get into emails.
I was talking earlier about how I was watching Justified recently, and there was one scene where one of the characters said to another character, "Are you ready to go?" And he answered, 5x5. And I would have not known what that meant unless I watched Buffy. And it made me chuckle. I just wanted to share.
Correction, if you hadn't watched Buffy and done this podcast.
Right. Right.
We're ready for Shelley's email.
Yeah. Shelley writes, "Hi Gax and special weekly guest of Gax. Did I hear someone request a Xander-centric episode? Can't wait to hear what Illyrio has to say about Xander's behavior in this one. I love, love, love this episode. After the serious intensity of Helpless, we really needed a comedic break, and we got it. I know it's been done before, but switching the focus to the B-plot instead of the A is for Apocalypse. Plot is brilliant, and lots of fun and important foreshadowy stuff happens. I also enjoy the playful music, and I don't know why, but I really like the very bizarre sound the ugly demony thing makes. There are so many great quotes from this one. Can't wait to hear your choices. Love you guys, Shelley."
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you,
Shelley. We have one from Heidi.
Uh-huh.
Yay, Heidi!
Anybody else want to read it?
I'll read it. I haven't read it in a while. The Zeppo, hi Gax, and special guest Kim. I know there's been a lot of Xander hate recently, but I truly love the Zeppo. Xander is just a normal human. He has no powers or excess knowledge, so he feels inadequate most of the time. Now, this does not excuse him for past deeds, but I feel he starts to grow a little here. I really like stories like this where huge things are going on off screen and we're just hearing about them. The zombies in this episode are much better than in Dead Man's Party.
Very true.
Yes, the Scoobies had a very big day stopping an apocalypse and all, but Xander's day was of much more importance, especially with the whole thing with Faith. Yeah. A very big day for him indeed. And he was the cool guy with a car. LOL. Can't wait to hear your thoughts, Heidi.
Thanks, Heidi.
Awesome. Thank you, Heidi.
That scene was so random.
Well, she says she gets hungry and horny.
Yes,
she did say that.
She did. She wasn't lying.
Because the whole episode, I'm laughing away, and then all of a sudden, we see the reflection on the television. I'm like, seriously, what else is going to happen? So funny.
I know this is like a Xander-centric episode, but can I begin with what must be the most important thing in this episode?
What
the f*** is wrong with Buffy's hair?
It's cramped.
Oh my god.
It's horrible.
Some of my hair-specific notes are, just to let you know, what the f*** is going on with Buffy's hair, followed by, Buffy's hair needs its own overalls. Where is it? Here it is. Willie isn't in pain because he was beaten up. He saw Buffy's hair.
Oh my god.
Angel wants to sacrifice himself, not because for the greater good, but because he saw Buffy's hair.
Oh my god.
There we go. It was just awful. I have never in my life been distracted by follicles. Oh my god. I could not take it. Could
wow.
Not. Maybe that's why we saw the B story instead of the A story.
Maybe. Oh, it was awful.
Yeah. You had the same reaction to Buffy's hair that I had to Xander's shirt. That thing was like a freaking Magic Eye poster.
Was there a schooner?
It's a sailboat, stupid head.
I don't know.
T-shirt.
I was pretty amazed by Willow's PJ pants, personally.
I thought that was the style back then.
It's turning into the style now.
I know, right?
Java pants to school, I did.
What? Yeah, but it was like right after her.
Did you iron them, though, first?
Mine were like flannel and they were plaid. Ugh.
Well, I'm wearing plaid pajama pants right now, but I'm not going to school. I'm in my office. Yeah.
And I think it's a little different when they're that light. Like, they were, like, a pale blue and white. So it's different than, like, the red and green and, like, darker colors. Yeah. That really light, it just looked so random and weird. And again, after the cover, the overall, the like corduroy overalls with a teddy bear on them, I nice. Of course loved. But
another Got reference it. To Superman in this episode, quite early on.
Yes,
yes.
Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy.
Yes.
That's like two back-to-back Superman references. I wonder how many more of these we're going to get.
Superman also watch
a Michael Jackson reference.
Oh God, that was so bad.
That was awesome.
Gotta be starting something.
Can you play that at the end?
No.
Oh. There was Maybe. A minor Lost reference. Did you guys see it?
Missed it.
Right.
What there was that a Richard Alpert again?
Yes, it was.
Oh, at the grave? Yeah.
When Bob was resurrected, he was right beside the Alpert grave.
I'm sure oh, that's like Damon Lindelof's little wink wink to Buffy because he loves
I guess
him so.
So. Loved
I don't know
it.
If you saw his tweet where he what? Met he finally met Sarah Michelle Gellar and all he could muster was big fan.
I have been in that graveyard, by the way.
Nice.
That tomb that Giles stands in front of, I was like, hey, I've been there.
Oh, God, when he tries to be Aang the Avatar, the last airbender, trying to communicate with the spirit world. That was weird. That was weird. We've never seen that kind of stuff. Hmm. Contacting spirit? A floating spirit. What is that?
Giles has more B-roll. Resources.
We'll I don't know about know. Resources. If I had resources know. Like that, I'd be talking to my dead girlfriend.
Never know.
Xander gets torn to shreds by Cordy.
Yeah.
Literally. It was glorious.
Although, I saw her in the background and I kept thinking, why is Cordy in an overcoat with a briefcase?
She's the only one to me that looks out of place because she looks so much older than everyone else. I know that she's not that much older than them.
I think it's supposed to be that she's stylish. You know, she's much more mm-hmm. hip.
But she looks like she's 10 years, 15 years older than them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're going for when you're in high school?
I guess so. Maybe that's what she's going for.
I mean, didn't she date college boys at one point?
Sure she did.
The frat party.
Don't drink.
Never drink.
Drinking
Xander
bad.
Plus car equals really.
Well, this is how I see this episode. Xander, there is cool guy Xander deep down in there, but he gets tripped up in all of his insecurities.
Yes.
That's what's on top, and that's what he is battling. And I don't know, that doesn't give him any, you know, that's no excuse for the Willow canoodling or whatever, but that's how I see Xander, that he is cool on the inside, but his insecurities get in his way.
Mm-hmm. I totally could relate to Xander in this episode because of the Scoobies, everyone has a pretty defined role, and mm-hmm. he doesn't, and he's, I guess you can say his thing is that he doesn't have a role. But when I was in high school, I felt the same way because I didn't hang with this crew or that crew or this one. I kind of was floating around everybody trying to see where I fit in best, you know? And I could totally relate to him in this episode.
Yeah. I guess in high school, I was the smart, sarcastic guy. So.
Really? No.
You're kidding.
I know. It's amazing. You'd never think it. And so I didn't have these kind of who am I? What's my thing? I don't like myself this way. I need to improve myself with material objects like a car.
He does have a role. He's donut guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should have been happy with being donut guy. But you know what? If Cordy hadn't ripped into him, he would have been fine.
I think he was happy, exactly, it's, being donut
he was
guy.
Happy being donut mm-hmm. guy. I thought that girl picking up Xander outside the donut place was actually one of the baddies that, because, you know, at this point, we're still under the impression that whatever Buffy and them are doing is going to be the main plot. Like, it hasn't split into this Rosencrantz and Guildenstern thing yet. So it's basically been, okay, so this is Xander's role. I was falling in the whole, like, old rhythm of it, which is, okay, so we're spending time with Xander. There must be something important about to happen. And I thought this girl picking him up, which at first thought would have been maybe a problem for Cordy, would actually be Xander having to, unfortunately, unbeknownst to him, bring one of the sisterhood or the whatever back in, because she was pretending to be a regular human. But in fact, no, she was just vapid.
That's a pretty good point. I didn't even think of that. That's awesome.
I was sure that that she was basically not really picking him up, but pretending to.
I wonder one thing, though. I'm wondering if this is the first time that Xander is going to kind of get sucked into being naughty just as a way to fit in.
I mean, talk about peer pressure. Yeah, we should kill you. Yeah. God, it's like, I have a 4.5-year-old who's, you know, in pre-K. He's going to be in kindergarten next year. And I know he's already facing peer pressure. Like, I really hope nobody comes up to him. Yeah, let's kill you. It'll be fun. And he's going to be like, yeah, well, that sounds good.
He needs any zombies.
I need to warn him to stay away from the undead.
They like baking.
Tell me about it. They're obsessed with cake.
Is that a thing? Like, baking a cake is a bomb?
It is. I've heard it before. Yeah.
I've never heard of it before. Like,
but when I heard them say baking a cake, I chuckled because I knew what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I thought they were hungry.
Me too.
Yeah. What one of my notes here says, why are we spending all this time with Xander? Because I didn't get it yet, right? Anyway.
I thought it was fantastic.
So he and, what was his name? Scott? Jack O'Toole.
Paint.
Jack O'Toole.
Yeah.
Something Irishy.
Jack O'Toole?
Jack were just wrestling. Xander is no narc. And
those guys love their Walker Texas Ranger.
Bill and Ted's excellent graveyard adventure.
Who doesn't?
Tell me about it.
Every episode. Did he get the ones when he was dead, though? I wonder.
He didn't get a chance to, no. He died.
Maybe they were on hiatus.
Yeah, so Giles actually pissed off that spirit.
Right.
Guess so.
Anyway, that was weird.
And there's another end of the world.
Yeah.
Another one. But I, like, was totally sucked in, because at the beginning I was like, this seems like it's going to be such an important episode. And I was like trying to take notes to be like, okay, we have to discuss this. I don't want to be left out. So I'm like, okay, what are they talking about? And then I just love that. Totally did a 180.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Nope.
So I was like, what does this mean? Willow's doing a clouding spell? Okay. We're done. I was like, okay. Like, the sisterhood of the J? What? Okay. Did anyone else think it was weird that Oz turned into a werewolf, but it was still light outside?
Was it light out?
Yeah, because he was they're in the library, and it was like 6-something. And it was still light outside.
Oh.
But then they
didn't Giles say, you're cutting it close?
Yeah, he did say
you're cutting it close.
But I'm like, that's weird, because when he howled into the sunlight. I'm like, weird.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Go back.
So Xander saves Faith, and oh my god.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that at all. Yeah, brown chicken, brown cow. 2 sexiest animals on the farm. And what really made it special for me was, yes, there were lots of quote materials,
yes,
but it was the wham bam thank you man.
Yes.
the way she just left them at the door. I was very happy.
Yeah. So was Xander.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he thought he was going to get to spoon.
He seems like a spooner.
Yeah, I don't know.
Clingy.
Yeah, Faith knew I got to get him out of here as soon as possible. This is going to be all, you know.
I don't think there was that much forethought to it for her. I think it was just like, I got to shower. God, this dude's in the way. Go away.
Go away. My apartment's tiny.
Heaven forbid he saw her naked.
Yeah. Maybe her being so cold and callous is why he was able to face his fears at the end and look down.
I actually wrote down Xander plus sex equals initiative and resolve.
Yes.
Maybe.
Who knew?
Angel wants to sacrifice himself because he saw Buffy's hair.
Okay, so that bomb, right?
Yeah.
It was the fastest 60 minutes, but the longest 47 seconds ever. Like, seriously?
Excellent notes.
And then did you count the beeping after it?
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that totally should have gone.
I was counting the beeping when there was 20 seconds left and it was like 34.
I love the Star Wars reference, the running down the hall and then turning right back around and running back. That was great.
Mm-hmm. Plus the appearance of the axe again.
The axe. Off my daughter, axe.
Which was the last time I was here with you guys. So, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yay.
Awesome. The standoff was pretty cool. I mean, regardless of the continuity errors, the standoff, yeah. Xander basically, I guess, this is awful, but, you know, I guess since he's not a virgin anymore, he can die happy. I guess that's why he's all, I'm okay with it. I enjoy the quiet. Oh, at the end, I loved getting the denouement of Hamlet at the end, where we find out that apparently Giles did the bravest thing Buffy's ever seen. Everybody's all bruised up and scratched up. And
no one will ever
whatever.
Know.
Nobody cares. It's all about Xander.
Yeah.
What was weird is that Faith is later on in the room, in the library. So that was a pretty quick shower. And then she went right back to the library.
Oh.
Did you guys not catch that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she was in there. She has to be there. Yeah. World ending.
Yeah, she was
She's
in there.
Part of the team.
It was weird.
Maybe that's why she wanted Xander out.
Yeah.
She couldn't go back fighting with stink on her.
Oh. From her shower. Her shower.
God.
Oh, God.
I saw the first episode of Dollhouse. She's not nearly as annoying in that.
Ugh, Dollhouse.
But the dancing was too much at the beginning.
Was there sexy dance?
In that sexy dance? Short dress?
In the shortest dress ever made.
Ever made, right?
Was it a belt?
It was like...
It was almost a baby
castle
doll.
Castle belt. Yeah. It was pajamas.
Yeah, it was. Man, this episode was something else. The whole B-roll thing taking precedence was awesome. The whole Xander dealing with zombies was hilarious. But at the same time, I mean, you guys know I don't like Xander very much. It was okay. I enjoyed the ride, but I took pleasure in seeing him getting just shoved out of Faith's room with his clothes in his hands. But but then he kind of figured stuff out and he tried to like get stuff done, and he's being a little bit less douchey.
More, you know, less douchey.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Cordelia forgives him, I'm going to be pissed off with him.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I think that may just be where I'm at.
We'll have to see.
I wanted to mention, I love the a couple things. One, there's a really cool transition, I thought, between we see like Giles and Buffy and they're all dealing with the big monsters. And then he says, who knows what's going to come up from beneath us.
Yeah.
And then they pop right down to the basement where Xander has the like Heather's standoff with. Did anyone spoiler else alert. See that? I was like, whoa, that's Heather's.
Well, they did that a few times, like with the dialogue. Because I know that Oz and Xander talking about their coolness stuff, and then what he was saying led into what was cut into the next scene.
There were some, all throughout, there's some really cool transitions.
Yeah.
That one really got my attention, though. I thought it was really cool.
But when they pan right down through the floor and they show the boiler room, then wouldn't that demon coming out of the Hellmouth actually come out from where they are? Bomb? I guess I'm being too literal about where the demon's coming from. I guess the demon's coming from something that exists in between the floors, like some kind of
SOD.
Spatial vortex thingy.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. Because if it's coming directly from under the Earth's crust, then that bomb is moot.
Mm-hmm. SOD.
But I guess it's coming from a transdimensional thing. Anybody else have any notes?
Oh, I just have one other. Mm-hmm. Anyone notice the name of the magic shop?
No.
I meant to go back and look, and I totally forgot.
It just made me laugh really hard. It was called Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet.
That's awesome. That's really funny. Oh, and Xander trying to get Angel to bail him out of the horrible date.
Oh, the bronze.
And Angel was like, no, you should stay here. Stay out of harm's way.
This is the way that like, he like flagged him down. It's like,
hey,
here.
Buddy! They need a code. They need like a code phrase. No, I really enjoyed this episode. I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I wanted to also mention it was awesome that Willow made a point to go out of her way to hug Xander and tell him how much she loved him.
Okay, so are we even now on the I love yous and we can just stop?
Yes. Well, to her, the world was about to end. So.
Right, and he's still her friend.
I understand. Yeah. I'm not saying anything against that. It's just that people have talked about the whole he said I love you to her when she was in the hospital bed at the end of season two. And, you know, now she says I love you here. So could we just, you know.
Is that cleared up?
Let's just settle the whole they love each other as friends thing, and that's fine, and let's move on to something
else. Yes, that's what I believe. Yeah. They're friends. They love each other as friends.
Yes.
It's cool. Let's move on.
That should be fine.
There's nothing to see here. Please move along.
I feel really crappy for the poor guy whose car is outside the bronze. Unlocked. The under the steering wheel is all messed up with wires out and stuff, and then there's a huge dent in his fender. Stupid cop does nothing. They're totally useless in Sunnydale. Totally useless.
They go after kids wrestling.
Yeah.
Should we rate this one?
I think it's time to rate. Yes, it is.
Sure.
Kim, our guest, go ahead.
All right. I would give this. I'm going to go with 8 out of 10 jelly donuts.
I'm going to go with 9 out of 10 horny slayers.
I give it 10 out of 10 baked cakes.
Much like my other favorite Xander-centric episode, The Pack, I loved this, but I'm not allowed to give an 11 because there was a bronze. Because we all know I give an extra point for the bronze. Mm-hmm. So I give it 10 out of 10 non-committal phrases.
Ah, good one.
I also really liked it. I would give it 10 out of 10, but it wasn't as good as Innocence, so I'll have to give it a 9.75 out of 10.
Grading on a curve. Yeah. Nice.
Totally great. Nice. I give it 9.75
things?
The hell mouths reopened.
Okay. I had another one for you if you wanted
to. Oh, what was it? Headless
dead guys.
Yes, there
yeah,
we go.
That was awesome.
Oh, 9.75 zombie dudes.
No one said Walker Texas Rangers.
Yes.
That's what we thought. Folks, if you want to let us know what you thought about Buffy, 27040-BUFFY, give us a call. We'd love to play your Buffy-relevant voicemails on the show. You can also send us an email at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
You can visit www.potentialcast.com. That takes you right to the Blogspot page where we release the show. We have show notes. We also have links there to subscribe via iTunes or download the show directly. But as we've been telling you, you should join the Facebook group. We have, Stephanie added someone tonight, so we have 217 members.
Yes!
As of this recording, you can be one as well. And just search for Potential Cast on Facebook. Remember to keep it spoiler-free. And we'd love to hear from you. Bra watch?
Well, as a matter of fact, there was some bralessness in this episode. Mm-hmm. It had no bra. And I believe we saw the first sighting ever of Rosie Larson's pink sweater.
Is it time for quotes?
Sure.
Sure.
Guess Kim, go.
Oh, all right. I'll go with note to self. Let's talk.
Oh, I'm up.
Continue.
I'm suddenly very up.
Continue.
What's left?
It's just that I've never been up with people before.
Oh, okay.
But that's not my quote. I'm just completing yours.
Well, go with yours, because I'm afraid that I might steal yours.
You'd have to know that I, a Xander hater, would not pick a Xander quote for this episode. I'm going to go with Willow, who said, "The shaking is a side effect of the fear."
Yeah. Well, I have, you're in a band. That's like a business class ticket to Coup with complimentary mojo after takeoff. I've got to learn an instrument. Is it hard to play guitar? Not the way I play it.
That was awesome.
I brought marshmallows.
You got to finish that one too, though.
Oh, crap. I don't have any more.
Occasionally, I'm callous and strange.
My favorite, though, but I don't think I could have used it, but I'm going to leave it in, is, what, are you retarded?
Oh. Yeah.
Because I've often wondered that about Xander. Oh. Maybe he's just special.
Oh.
And his answer was awesome. No, I had to take that test in seventh grade. It was slow in a few things, but
it's true. He did.
I what? Have so many.
You're
quotes.
Too good to be dead? Got a problem with dead people?
If anyone sees my spine laying around, just try not to step on it.
I want to bake a cake!
Oh, no.
Good for chopping.
This one stuck with me throughout the series. I don't know why, but I always have a jelly. I'm always the one that says, let's have a jelly in the mix. And then Willow was like, Buffy had three.
How can you forget Xander's awesome singing? You know, to hide to get over. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nice knife, but I think technically it's a sword.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that whole bit about mostly I'm feeling Katie.
Yeah.
Is this a penis metaphor?
Tell me about
that. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. What's next?
What's next?
Hold on. Where's my DVDs? My DVDs aren't in here.
Come on, I gotta start watching it. Like now.
Kim, what's next?
I can do it. Give me a sec.
I got my episode guide right here. Hold on.
I need to know what to watch in 5 minutes.
I may watch it too, Gabby, because I don't have to go anywhere tonight. I don't have to pack my bags.
Oh, Bad Girls.
Bad Girls.
Bad Girls.
Followed by Consequences.
Oh, it's getting really good.
Yeah, really rolling into the end of the season there.
Yeah. It's ramping up.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us on our 50th episode, Kim.
Yay! Thanks for having me. And yay! And yay, Xander. I'm sorry that you guys have been... But I have... Okay, so... You guys won't know this much more until later, but I am not known as a big Xander cheerleader, but and I've really enjoyed your perspectives on him. Mm-hmm. A lot of the things you said have been the things that I've been like, yes, but ah! But this episode is a great one, and he does. I mean,
he does shine. He shines.
Yes.
Yeah. He saves the world. He does great stuff.
And it's not just the combination skin. He's actually, you know.
So yay!
I love
well, yeah. I just think Xander was going through a phase.
Listen, the BB&B episode, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I loved it, and I was still kind of, you know, Xander's buddy. But when he just started cheating on Cordy, I just, uh-huh. you know, until Cordy forgives him, I'm going to still be really pissed at him. That's all. I think that's all. That must be explaining, that must explain my Xander hate. That's all.
Well, it works itself out, and I think you will be completely satisfied.
Very Larry. Pleased with yes. the working itself out thing. Uh-huh. Awesome.
Yay,
well,
cool.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I hope you're satisfied.
I never knew what love would do until I saw you smile. And when I did, I flipped my lid and nearly went plumb wild. But now I know I'll never show my love to anyone. 'Cause wham, bam, you broke my heart, and I hope that you had fun.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Hope you're satisfied. You took my heart and you tore it apart. You hurt me deep inside. I'll never be your fool again. You really crushed my pride.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Hope you're satisfied. At you and thought I knew just how the game was played. My shirt tail ran right up my back just like a window shade. I crossed my heart, I'll never start to pal for anyone. 'Cause a wham bam, you broke my heart, and I hope that you had fun.
Wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
Hope you're satisfied. You took my heart and you tore it apart. You hurt me deep inside. Why, I'll never be a fool again. You really crushed my pride.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
And I hope you're satisfied. I made a mess of things, I guess, but now I'll recognize the next young thing that tries to say it's love light in her eyes. The love light that you spoke about was only just a flame. 'Cause every time you meet a man, it lights right up again.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Hope you're satisfied. You took my heart and you tore it apart. You hurt me deep inside. I'll never be your fool again. You really crushed my pride.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I hope you're satisfied.
But I hate LeBron James. Mm. I can't stand his ego.
Mm. Oh!
It's
doesn't he have a tattoo that says The Chosen One?
Yeah, it's exactly. It's what different. It's
he's
different
talking about Buffy, though, right?
Soon.
If you're a great athlete.
No, LeBron, the chosen one.
And people say
In every generation, there is a basketball player who must know the shit out of Kim.
Yeah. I'm saying it's different if you have talent and people say, wow, you're awesome, you're great. It's different to come out and be like, I am the shit, I'm it. It's just so off-putting. Anyways, that's
fine. Hey, well, you don't want me to say that at the beginning of recordings anymore?
Such a pretty sight. It makes the food taste dandy, but my tummy hurts all night.
I'll put in some ingredients, but keep the rest for me. I'm not just disobedient. I'm careful, can't you see? It's a piece of cake to make a pretty cake. If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy. Never use a messy recipe. The cake will end up crazy. If you do the cooking by the book, then you'll have a cake. We gotta have it made. You know that I love cake. Finally, it's time to make a cake.
Making food is just like science, with tools that blend and paste. And every fun appliance gives the food a different taste.
It's a piece of cake to make a pretty cake. If the way is hazy, you gotta do the cooking by the book. You know you can't be lazy. Never use a messy recipe. The cake will end up crazy. If you do the cooking by the book, then you'll have a cake. We gotta have it made. You know that I love cake. Finally, it's time to make a cake. We gotta have it made. You know that I love cake. Finally, it's time to make a cake.
You gotta do the cooking by the book.
Thank you.